हरे रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे 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 कृष्ण वेलकम। वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग अवर स्टडी ऑफ भक्ति वैभव। वी आर इन चैप्टर 28 and the chapter is entitled Puranjan Become a Woman in the Next Life. So in this section of fourth canto, the descendant of Dhruva Maharaj Prachin Barahit, a very powerful king, very extraordinary administrator, Kshatriya, completely engaged in a Karma Kanda section of the Vedas and a Yajna, but unaware of the goal of the Vedas, was approached by most merciful Devrishi Narada. Because he is descendant of Dhruva Maharaj, so he wanted to help him. Because Dhruva is a disciple of Narada, so Narada wanted to help Prachin Barahit. But when the person is too engrossed into the ritualistic activities of Vedas, he thinks he is completely religious. It's not very easy to preach him. So Devarishi Narada has told him an allegory, a story. That story is called Puranjan Upakhyan, Puranjan allegory, Upakhyan or allegory. So it's called Puranjan allegory. Is it okay? So Pura means actually city, like Nagpur, Kanpur. And Ranjan means one who enjoy in the city. And the person who enjoy in the city is king mostly. So this allegory is the material body is Pura. Pura means city. And Ranjan or the enjoyer is the soul in the body. Now, what Naradji is speaking is, in this chapter, the rest of the allegory you have already discussed, I hope, that Puranjani is intelligence. Puranjani, or the wife of the Puranjan, is intelligence. Intelligence is Puranjani. So soul, because of the false ego of enjoyment, contact polluted intelligence, which is Puranjani. And then he lives in this body of nine gates and he enjoys. Now Narada Rishi is speaking in these first 21 verses how one leaves the body. So how Puranjan is leaving his body, which is compared to his kingdom. And the principle discussed in this section is nobody wants to give up the body. The body may be of a hog, may be of insect, but nobody wants to give up his body. This is material consciousness. So there is an arrangement of a nature. which Devarishi Narad is speaking, that there is a Kala Yavan. Kala Yavan is a time. And he has a one daughter, her name is Kal Kanya. Kal Kanya means daughter of a time. And this Kal Kanya is actually old age. And it attacks everybody. And then there are soldiers given, which is Gandharva and Gandharvis. They are day and nights. So now what we are reading in this section is how the kingdom, which is the body of Puranjan, the soul, is attacked by the daughter of time with the help of his soldiers, her soldiers. And what is the reaction of the Puranjan, and how he is forced to give up the body. So this is the whole allegory. But the principle is this: when he is forced to give up the body, his final consciousness decide his future body. So since Puranjan was too much attached to his wife Puranjani, so at the last moment he was thinking of his wife. So he is forced to accept the body of a female. And then he appeared as a Vidarbhi. So that is in this chapter. So let us start verse 1. The great sage Narad continued, "My dear king Prachin Varhishta, afterward king of the Yavana, whose name is Fear, king of Yavana, his name is Fear itself, Bhaya, as well as Prajwar." Prajwar is the fever. The another name for Prajwar is Vishnu Jwar in our book. Vishnu Jwar. And this will put the body on fire before death. Like the forest fire, and everybody has to run. So this is Bhaya. Bhaya means fear, and Prajwar means the fear or fever, temperature, which burns the body. And Kal Kanya, which means old age. And his soldiers, means the soldiers of the Yavan Raj, their day and nights, began to travel all over the world. So nobody is spared by old age. Nobody is spared. Old age, fear of the death, and the terminal temperature, everybody has to face. Mrityu sarvatra. There may be some specialty of some country, some city, but there is no place where there is no death. Everywhere there is a death. There, mrityu sarvatra. So Srila Prabhupada's purport is very simple. Old age is dangerous, and Srila Prabhupada is giving advice, at least for the sane person. The more one enjoys in a young age, particularly Srila Prabhupada writes sex life, the more he suffers in old age. This is the principle in the last line of the purport. More one enjoy in youth, more he suffer in the old age. So this is the important point in the first verse. Next verse is, once the generous soldiers attacked the city of Puranjan with great force. Although the city was full of paraphernalia for sense enjoyment, it was being protected by the old serpent. Who is the old serpent?
Life air,
prana. Prana. What is called old serpent? Why it is called old? Why it's called old serpent?
Because now the life air is almost about to leave.
Yes. This life air goes with the soul as long as he transmigrate. So the prana is as old as the subtle body of the soul. Well, then prana, then the material prana finishes here, the soul will go and get in another body in a spiritual world. I don't know whether there is no need for prana to go after that body. But here in these pages we will see, when the soul along with subtle body leave, the grass body, the prana follows. And senses and sense object follow. So, old serpent. Srila Prabhupada is writing, vital forces become weak. Generally vital forces, what are the vital forces? Breathing, beating of the heart and consciousness. Generally, well basically these are the most vital forces. Process of breathing, which is pranayama. And the beating of the heart for circulation, they become weak. Then Srila Prabhupada is giving advice in this purport. Can you find the advice?
So you said three things: breathing, beating of the heart, and then what?
And consciousness. Oh, that's right. Brain. Functioning of the brain. But generally they say these are the alpha, when they fail. Kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure, respiratory failure, they are the common vital forces. Now Srila Prabhupada is giving advice on page number 591. According to the Vedic system, before coming to such an stage, one should leave home and take sannyas to preach the message of God for duration of life. It is better. Why one should give up the facilities of the home? Because as long as he lives in the home, he cannot give up the enjoying facilities. He cannot be detached. Therefore, he should definitely, in between this is said, due to sense gratification, he cannot give up. So therefore, when death finally comes, one leaves the body devoid of spiritual assets. It means generally the people, if they live at home, there will be no spiritual asset. He cannot, what is a spiritual asset actually? If he preach, if he practice some devotional service, or some at least spiritual, then he has a spiritual asset. Like spiritual asset means if we chanted something, we'll get some benefit in the future. Devotion will continue. Even his yoga, if we have not completed, then still we will get the good chance again. So he will not have any asset if he don't practice. So most of the people are dying without a spiritual asset. And then Srila Prabhupada just write the basic principle. Whatever the consciousness a person have at the time of death, that consciousness he will definitely get by quoting this verse from 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi sum bhavam tejate ante kalevaram. Now why Srila Prabhupada is advising one should take sannyas? He is explaining here, if he stays at home, then definitely he will think of the facilities provided by wife. So at the time of death he will think of wife, and in the next life he gets the body of a woman. And that happened actually. The king Puranjan become woman. So this advisor Srila Prabhupada is logically established that if we don't do that, then we will think of facilities provided by wife, and thinking of woman will lead us to the woman body in a next life. Next, verse number 3. Opulence is basically provided, means facilities. Facilities at home, it means we don't depend on Krishna, we depend on facilities. Basically, opulence means the facilities. Sannyas means depending upon Krishna, and facility means depending upon our own efforts. So the whole idea is, one should depend upon Krishna, then he will think of Krishna. If we depend upon facilities, then he think of facilities. So what I am every day thinking, where is my food? So I will just be food conscious, not Krishna conscious. So this is a facility conscious or Krishna conscious. This is the idea.
So in this case, even vanaprastha, where the husband
and wife? Well, vanaprastha usually were wandering in the tirath. They were going from one place to other place just to. But now this is not it. Now Srila Prabhupada, the one person means come and live in the Vrindavan peacefully, with a minimum, bare minimum necessities, not too many, you know, extra wagons for wasting time. That's simple. I mean, the whole idea is how can we become more focused in thinking of Krishna. That is the main point. The verse number 3. So verse 3, this is one person. This is what you are asking, is Prabhupada is advising about one person. Gradually, Kal Kanya, which means old age, with the help of dangerous soldiers, which means day and night, attacked the inhabitation of Puranjan city and thus reduced them useless for all purposes. It means the body become useless. So Srila Prabhupada is writing, invalidity of the old age. And therefore, well, there's something Srila Prabhupada is speaking here. Therefore, Vedic training says the man should be trained from the childhood in a brahmacharya. Then he marries. So Srila Prabhupada is speaking about Varna Ashram system in this purport. But some Srila Prabhupada has given something which is just to meditate. Now, Srila Prabhupada is writing, now female descendants are increasing because of the young men are very weak. A male child will be born if the husband is strong, then wife, and the female child is born if the female is stronger than male. This Srila Prabhupada is writing something, some observation from the Vedic, that those who have sons, it means the male is strong, and if there are daughters, then the female is strong. So now the females are increased. That's what Prabhupada. So the point is, if they are not trained and become strong as a brahmachari, then they will be weak. So then there will be more female population increasing in the world. That's what the meaning is. Anyway, this is Srila Prabhupada. And after this, Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 50, he must retire and then travel as a vanaprastha. Srila Prabhupada is go abroad. Can you see go abroad? Because Srila Prabhupada is writing this purport in Western world. So he is advising them, go abroad means go to the Vrindavan, you know, go overseas. Now go abroad. This is why Srila Prabhupada said, go abroad. Go abroad means go to Vrindavan, to the holy places of pilgrimage. And then Srila Prabhupada, if there's a marriage, is the right time at 25, then by the 50th son is already 25, so he'll take care of all affairs of the whole household. After wife, traveling with the husband and seeing all the holy places and getting more fixed up in her own practices of spiritual sadhana, she can come and live at home and actually give training to the second generation, third generation, grandchildren, and stay under the protection of the son, and the man should take sannyas and preach. In other words, the woman should train the home children, and man should train the national or international children. Like, both should do the same thing. All right, then Srila Prabhupada writes, nobody is actually getting trained now at a young age, but at least at old age one must get little training. The one line is there. He must be trained to accept these principles at the end of the life, if he is not trained at least as a child. Next, verse 4. When Kalakanya, daughter of the time, attacked the body, the daughter, soldiers, the dangerous soldiers of the king of the Yavana, entered the city through the different gates. They then began to give severe trouble to all the citizens. So, this body has 9 gates. So, in old age, eyes cannot see, ear cannot hear, so we need the ear aid, Srila Prabhupada writes. Teeth cannot chew, so we get false dentures. Then he said, nose is filled full with the mucus, we cannot smell. In this way, all the senses, all the... And then he says, Srila Prabhupada is vividly writing, then even the other senses, it's not easy to really pass. Though you need anima, you need some... 2 things, Srila Prabhupada writes. See the last line of the purport. In old age, all the gates of the body are blocked by so many diseases, and one has to take the help from so many medicines and surgical appliances. That's what old age gives. Next verse. When the city was thus endangered by the soldiers and Kalakanya, King Puranjan, being overly absorbed in affection for his family, was placed in difficulty by the attack of Yavan Raj and Kalakanya. Srila Prabhupada discusses here Kshetra and Kshetragya from Bhagavad Gita. Soul is Kshetragya, so he's a soul. He was seeing whole body is now getting useless. So body is a field of activities, and the knower of the field is soul. That's what Srila Prabhupada's purport is, Kshetra and Kshetragya. So the owner, and then Prabhupada gives, if there are so many weeds in the field, then the farmer cannot do anything. So soul cannot do anything because the whole body is now endangered. Now, next verse. When the King Puranjan was embraced by Kalakanya, it means Kalakanya want to marry everybody. Old age want to come to everybody. Nobody wants to. So that is old age. When embraced, he gradually lost all his beauty. Having seen too much addicted to the sex, he became very poor in intelligence. What is the function of intelligence? Discrimination. Discrimination and determination. And Srila Prabhupada in the Science of Self-Realization has one quote. When Gandhi, at the age of 40 or something, his wife Kasturba, somehow he stopped his relation with her, and then he became more discriminative and determined. Prabhupada wrote their example. The intelligence will be weak if somebody is too much indulged in sense enjoyment. And last of his opulence, being bereft of all possession, he was conquered forcibly by all the Gandharvas and the Yavanas. Gandharvas are day and Yavanas are night. He thus cannot resist the forceful attack of the daughter of the time. Okay, call Kanya. Next. Next, verse number 7. King Puranjan then saw that everything in his town was scattered and that his sons, daughters, servants and ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. Srila Prabhupada writes, in this case, all these senses, they are son and daughter, actually, senses, different functions of the body, like minister, is intelligence is a minister, mind is a commander, the senses are the all instrument for enjoyment. What Srila Prabhupada writes in purport is like, when somebody become old and not able to bring money, then everybody become indifferent. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes. Can you see? When they do not receive sufficient money from him, they grow disinterested and ignore his command or desires. This is all due to one's being kirpan, miser. Now Srila Prabhupada's purport is on the word miser, kirpan in the verse, which means human being, if he is not Brahman, which means to know the Brahm, then he is naturally kirpan. So, opposite word to the kirpan is Brahman. Kirpan, Brahman. Kirpan means having human life, not searching for the Supreme Lord, like a rich man not living by using his money comfortably is a kirpan. Getting human life and not thinking of the self-realization is a kirpan. But we should be Brahman. Then Srila Prabhupada said, we should be Brahman. Otherwise nobody will bother us. So who is the miser? Srila Prabhupada writes below, last part of the purport. We can actually see that when one has money but does not spend it, he remains a miser and is never happy. Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to the sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life. Miser means not spiritually awakened. Next, verse number 8. When King Puranjan saw that all his family members, relatives, followers, servants, secretaries and everyone else had turned against him, he suddenly became very anxious. But he could not counteract the situation because he was thoroughly overwhelmed by kalkanya or old age. Nothing. He only become fearful, that's all. Verse number 9. The objects of enjoyment become stale, that means no more enjoyment, by the influence of the old age, kalkanya. Due to the continuance of the lusty desire, King Puranjan become very poor in everything, which is miser. Thus he did not understand the aim of life, self-realization. He was still very affectionate towards his wife and children. And he worried about maintaining them. And Prabhupada's first line, this is exactly the position of present civilization. This is exactly the position of present civilization. Everybody is just focused on maintaining the body, mind, body, home and family. And therefore everybody is confused. In a civilization of sense gratification, there cannot be spiritual life. But there is no information of next life. Next, verse number 10. The city of the Puranjan was overcome by Gandharva and Yavana soldiers. Although the king had no desire to leave the city, he was circumstantially forced to do so, for it was smashed by Ukal Kanya, the old age. Now Srila Prabhupada's whole purpose is all the bodies, right from the Brahma to the microbe or ant. When somebody is in his body, he is attached to the body. Then the example of the Indra, he became a pig and still he was not ready to go back as Indra. So when he is in a body, he don't want to leave body. This is a natural tendency. Why? Due to long association with particular type of material body, and also due to the grace of Kal Kanya and her Maya, one becomes overly attached to the material body. What is the meaning of this? Can you see this? Due to the long association with the particular type of body, we live, say, 80 years, 20 years, we don't want to leave that place. And also due to the grace of Kal Kanya. What is the grace of Kal Kanya? Full of knowledge. Krishna conscious person not afraid of giving up the body. Saintly devotees are always free and liberated. So that Srila Prabhupada is preaching here and he is speaking what is the role of Krishna consciousness in modern where the temperature is 107, is it okay? And person dies. That is the purpose, is giving us the name of the Prajur, right? Verse 12. When city was set ablaze, all the citizens and serpents of the king, as but the way Srila Prabhupada is putting is that scientists, they are trying to stop, but they cannot do. Because here Srila Prabhupada writes, many scientists, scientific advancement improve the temporary living condition, but that they cannot avoid pains of birth, old age, disease and death. These are under the control of Supreme Personality guarded through either. So snakes usually cannot get out. So Srila Prabhupada is writing, when the prana is getting out, it is very painful. Last line. When somebody's prana is getting out, it is very painful. At the time of death, it is a pain like hundreds of scorpion biting. Limbs of the body are not as much affected as the life here. Therefore, save your prana, you know, keep your prana in a good shape, otherwise in the end there will be problem. Because next is speaking, what is the problem of the prana? And Srila Prabhupada quote the verse from King Kulshekar, common verse from prana prayana samaya kapavata pittai kantha varadhan vidhau samrana kutaste. How can I remember at that time? So last four lines of the purport, thus one may forget Krishna because of these painful conditions. Otherwise one must chant Hare Krishna. People cry. His household paraphernalia and his little accumulation of wealth. All these fallible soldiers, actually son and all, they are fallible soldiers. There's nothing much in the purport as such in this. This is called a struggle for existence. Struggle for existence means trying to live at any cost, which is not possible. Verse 17. Aham mameti swakritya graheshu kuma. It is clear in this verse that at the time of death, thought of material enjoyment do not go away. This is the most important one statement. Can you see this statement? Even up till the last moment at the time of their death, the material thought of material enjoyment never die. Where? Who will come?
At 5 o'clock we are done with that, and at 6 o'clock they will distribute the sweet rice.
Achha. But they have not put sweet rice overnight in the moon to get the nectar.
They did that?
Clear, where the prana is part of the subtle body. But subtle body is mind, intelligence, ego. And then the one line, due to false ego, living entity still wants to enjoy the material world. Though he is suffering, but he still wants to enjoy because of false ego. Time he may call his son or take care of all these things. He don't know where he is going. Verse number 18. King Puranjan was anxiously thinking, alas, my wife is encumbered by so many children. When Bas from So he was just thinking, when he was writing this purport, this might be the idea in his mind. So he said, too much obedient wife is cause of bondage. That's what he was writing here in a very poetic way. Okay. Verse number 19. King Puranjan then began to think but it is not very good for the spiritual advancement. Now Srila Prabhupada is giving advancement for the Grihastha. Thus Krishna consciousness must be established in every home. Why? If husband and wife are very much or who are male now, they were female before. So it is applied to both. Don't worry, that is only applied to the woman. You already had this experience. So Bhagavatam said, because we have a change of body, those who become male become female and female become male. So this is continuously going on. Therefore, nobody should take it seriously. So everybody has had of his share. So verse number 20. Consciousness. So go down in the purport, we will get the soul. In this material world, the conditional life, the fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord, the individual soul is struggling due Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha. Sangha Dosha. Sangha means attachment. Dosha means faulty. Faulty attachment. And here the word is Karshati. So Srila Prabhupada's purport for both faulty attachment and Karshati is this. What is this? Cause our bondage. This means we have to continue in material conditional life as explained in Bhagavad Gita, the Karshati. This is the explanation of Karshati. This struggle gives the false sense of happiness. And what आपनोति चापित करामदीश्वर ग्रहितवानी संयाति वायुर गंधानी वाश. So now the allegory down. Can you see the allegory down? Similarly, King Puranjan is a living entity. Now passes the air of his life over his wife. In the midst of the ocean. It means I have not completed everything in this material world. I am now dying. Who will take care of them? Now Srila Prabhupada's purpose is in Puranjan, he is thinking of wife. Now Srila Prabhupada is speaking. Similarly, politicians, the so-called nationalists, how should we behave spiritually, otherwise we will be the loser. Verse 22. Although King Puranjan should not have lamented over the fate of his wife and children, he nonetheless did so due to his miserly intelligence. In the meantime, proper understanding of the value of life. When a child grows, it should be left up to him to execute duration of life properly. But then he has to do whatever duties of life, he marry, whatever he do, then the parents can only guide them up till that. Because he will listen that time, not after that. The parent after family member, none of these things help a person to advance spiritually. Unfortunately, in present-day society, so-called educated men have no idea what spiritual progress is. One's actual duty is to learn how to conquer death. And then Srila Prabhupada gives the idea or a Anashritim taranti. One cannot conquer death without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. How to conquer death is the purpose. Verse 23. When the Yavanas were taking King Puranjan away to their place, Anat karamannam, karamantam. All these senses, sarve pranaha, also go. Anuktamanaha. So senses, it means mind has all the imprints of the senses. It's not the eye which as well as the resultant reactions of his past activities, means he takes his karma. Go on as a prarabdha. A prarabdha. And the Yamaraj decide. Verse 24. The serpent who had his life is like a cow or ass, go khara. He is cow because he is innocent, and his ass is taking a burden of the load of the work. Then Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from the tenth canto. Yasya. Realization of the cows and ass, scientists. Who are the cows and ass? Scientists. Try to search out some value in the brain and heart of a dead man and not thinking of the soul. So cow and ass is compared here to the modern scientist. They are working on the dead body, looking for the soul and brain, but not on the soul. Verse 25. This is a very key word. Bodily conception. He is always harassed by the tribulation offered by material nature. In actuality, the Supreme Lord is sitting by the side of everyone. Ishwar Sarbhutana Hirdeshe Arjun Tishtati. Living entity and the Super Soul are sitting side by side in the same tree. But despite being harassed by the laws of the material nature, the foolish living entity does not turn towards Supreme Personality of Godhead for protection. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord, will give us immediate relief from all the hardship offered by material nature if we simply surrender unto Him. as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, mameva prapadyante maya metantarantite. So what is here said is, Lord is Sohirda. So Srila Prabhupada quoted the verse with the word Sohirda. And then he's advising that surrendering is the only process. That most unkind king,